Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our friend Ralph Peters. Ralph is an American author of historical novels like Cain at Gettysburg. His new book is called Hell or Richmond. He has a significant background in the military intelligence apparatus from a prior career. You see him on television all the time, especially on Fox News. Ralph, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the privacy issues, folks. We're talking about the NSA, National Security Agency, the knowledge now that we have that that the government has access to more than maybe we thought they had, and we're really kind of trying to get that internalized. Each one of us are. Ralph, big data is something that's new in the lives of all of us. And the marketplace has big data, from which is, you know, all of the knowledge about our activity online, and the government has big data. I mean, the reason Obama got elected and reelected, in my opinion, is because they figured out how to use big data for their electoral purposes. And I'm just going to say this last thing, and then I'll let you go. what I think a lot of Americans fear is that the two of those. Not the NSA, but maybe through that vehicle, somehow a politician at some point in time, if not this year, 10 years from now, will put big data and big politics together, and will do something that they shouldn't be doing, that we wouldn't want them to do.
Well, I think the Obama campaign already put big data and politics together, but it wasn't government data.
Right.
It was data amassed by private pollsters.
Right.
And you know, having been in the intelligence world, there are so many safeguards protecting Americans. I mean, hurdles you have to go through to collect anything on American, the warrants you need. Americans really, we're not in danger, at least for the present, from government. But I'll tell you, as a former intelligence analyst, I can tell you what I would do to get you. If I wanted to build a complete picture of your life, I'm not interested in the meager information the government has about you. The government doesn't really have much on you, but I would, first of all, I want your credit card records, and I can get them. Anybody can get them. I want your credit report. Hey, even a used car dealer can get that, which is the snap of fingers. I want your Facebook information, and then so from all the stuff we willingly put out there, if I can get your Facebook account, your Google account, your credit report. Your credit card data, not your credit card number, but the transactions, I can build a detailed picture of your life. And then if I can put your medical records on top of that,
right?
I can not only your life, I can twist your life any way I want.
And now you're talking about the things that are encroaching, that are starting to encroach when we think about the IRS having access to our medical records. And being able to share those with other agencies, this is pegging our creepy meter.
It's pegging my creepy meter, too. The IRS is a real scandal. That is a true, shameful, disgraceful scandal, violation of the law. That's just sheer filth. A lot more heads should roll on that.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is just this. When you worry about the government having too much data on you, I'm telling you, as somebody who deals in this world, has dealt in it for a long time, you better start worrying about what Google and Facebook know about you, because they. What creeps me out is I buy a book on Amazon, and suddenly I've got all these recommendations for similar books.
Well, how about when you go to another website that's not even related to Amazon, and you see something you looked at on Amazon on that website?
Right.
That's not Amazon or the other company. That's Google putting it all together.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But you just made our point, Ralph, when you talked about, you know, you should worry about what Google and Facebook have on you. Now the government seems to have access to that.
Through
Prism.
The government is not looking at which books you buy. The government is looking at connections between your accounts and accounts in Saudi Arabia,
right,
or Yemen or whatever.
Or
they're not looking at the content. They aren't. They just aren't.
Yeah.
Unless you're involved in a criminal organization, the government is not spying on your phone calls.
I still think that they shouldn't have access to that without having a reason for it. That's what the Fourth Amendment says.
Jim, I can just tell you, having worked in the intelligence community, I don't worry about what they collect on. You know, I don't worry about the intelligence community. I worry about our own stupidity in putting data out there.
I agree with you, and I pray that you're right, too. Ralph Peters, you want to give us a website?
No, I don't. I'm too busy to keep up with the website.
Hell or Richmond is the book. He doesn't mind you going to Amazon, though, and buying his book.
No, I love Amazon, but I just get creeped out when they recommend stuff.
Hey, Ralph, will you come back another day?
Sure, of course.
Thanks. We'll have you back another time. Thanks, Ralph. Ralph Peters, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.